My work has been banned, burned, and blacklisted. I've killed Image, made Marvel suck my cock, and put a murdering rapist behind bars for life. And now, Todd Sheets has turned me loose on Jackalope Radio. So get ready, because we're about to find out if you can survive a heart attack.
Read my lips, I don't care what you say.
Howdy, 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 motherfuckers. I'm Hart D. Fisher. With me is a very cranky Josh Hadley. And I'm sitting here drinking my coffee. Yeah, grumble, grumble. I'm drinking my coffee and I'm eating a slice of last night's cold pizza. And, you know, we've been getting some interesting mail lately. And I had to laugh because somebody referred to this show as the Hart Fisher Conspiracy Theory Power Hour. And I just had to laugh my ass off. I thought that was a, wow, what a great fucking name for a show. Unfortunately, you're listening to Heart Attack. And unfortunately, we don't deal in conspiracy theories here, folks. We deal in facts. I had to laugh. When I read online, when I see people dismiss the things that we speak about as conspiracy theories, it tells me that the person who posted that or the person who said that has no argument because they use buzzwords. And it also shows that they don't know this show. They don't listen to the show. They don't understand the show because what we deal in is facts. What we talk about on Heart Attack is factually related. We talk about things that are in the press, in the news. Have we talked about fucking FEMA death camps on this show, Josh?
I don't believe we have.
No, we don't talk about weirdo conspiracy shit. You know, I try to stick with the
facts. I don't believe we've ever brought up the lizard men that are controlling the world. I don't believe we've brought up the
Reptilian.
Alex Jones New World Order. The things we tend to talk about, I've noticed, are things where we have some sort of a source for it. So it is a fact. It might be a fact you don't agree with, but it's a fact nonetheless.
Exactly. And that's what we deal with on Heart Attack. Me and Josh like to prefer, we prefer to stick with the real facts of the matter, the real truth of the matter. And we try to break things down that so you, the listener at home, can understand how you're being gamed, how the system is gaming you. Like right now, we have been on top of NSA spying and we have been on top of various internet censorship programs. We have been part of the movement to get rid of SOPA and we won. Thank you. We got rid of SOPA. And then, hey, we got rid of it. A success is a success, right? And we got rid of CISPA. We killed that motherfucker too. And guess what? They've got something new back that we've been talking about a little bit on the air. And I believe it is called the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Now, didn't we talk about this already, Josh?
Not under that title, but we talked about what it basically is trying to do. Because that title was new to me. Trans-Pacific Partnership. It sounds like a vacation resort. Doesn't it sound like a timeshare vacation resort?
Come on down to the Trans-Pacific Partnership, where we've got boats, trees, leaves, and you're going to pay for it all right through the ass.
And see, that's the thing. They give it this relatively innocuous name, whereas SOPA, Stop Online Piracy Act, it sounds like what it was. This doesn't sound like what it is. That's part of the plan.
That is part of the plan, and we have talked a lot on this show about how our political leaders are lying to us, and they have their own agenda. They're trying to do their own things. We've reported quite a bit on local politics here in where I live in Los Angeles and tried to break down how that affects you out in the real world. These things are happening all over the world. We brought up this Trans-Pacific Partnership, and I'm going to get into this NSA thing. We have been talking relentlessly about the negative effects that are going to happen to American businesses around the entire world because of what our government has been doing in secret. Mainly, we have been illegally spying. A secret part of our government, the National Spying Agency, the NSA, has been spying on 35 major world leaders. This is a fact, guys. It's not a theory. It's a fucking fact. And now, officials in Germany have cautioned authorities to prepare for possible attacks against United States facilities overseas as revelations continue to emerge about America's secretive national security agency. Now, where I go to find some of this stuff is rt.com. That's where I go to find a lot of these articles. And this is about NSA and German Snowden protests, because the Germans are fucking furious that they have been spied on. Now, they've been trying to say that, oh, these Snowden leaks are going to cause major problems for American installations. So I kind of see this report that they've cautioned authorities to prepare for possible attacks. It's just to back up what they've been saying about Snowden's leaks might cause violence. I honestly believe that I can't believe more shit hasn't gone down. I can't believe more violence hasn't occurred, because what these guys are doing is they're lying to us nonstop. They're spying on every single person they can possibly spy on, including the German chancellor, the president of Germany, so to speak. We asked the question last week, is Obama a fool or a lying ass clown? Well, it turns out he's a lying ass clown, because President Obama was aware of NSA spying on German Chancellor Angela Merkel since 2010. Not only did he know about spying on the German chancellor since 2010, he denied these allegations repeatedly. Not only did he know about it, he fucking approved it. That's right. They asked him.
He authorized it.
He authorized it. So it's not just, did you know? He fucking said, hey, I want you spying on this motherfucker. You can't trust a goddamn thing that comes out of Obama's mouth. The people that are behind his presidency are nonstop liars. They're spying on everybody. And guess what? It's causing problems for us around the world. We've already discussed on the air how it has affected negotiations for trade treaties. We've already seen how it's really made a problem for our relationships with our allies, because we've been spying on them all. We've been spying on every fucking business. It's fucking disgusting.
I would like to see Edward Snowden nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize.
Fucking more than Obama. Jesus Christ, the guy's a fucking assassin. And it's not just Obama.
I think Snowden is a hero. He took it up the ass to be able to do all this. He knew he was blowing up his entire life to do this, and he still chose to do it. That, to me, is a hero.
And for all you assholes out there that want to go, see, Obama's a piece of shit, the Democrats piece of shit, well, guess what? This NSA spying on the German chancellor started in 2002 under Bush, motherfuckers, so it's across the board. The Democrats are pieces of shit. The fucking Republicans are lying pieces of shit, and we're getting shit on from both sides of the table, guys. You and I, the regular people, are getting lied to every day. We're getting shit on every day, and it's just making me ill. This NSA thing is absolutely disturbing. We haven't even gotten into the allegations of where this NSA spying is going to affect business, where we're going to find out that guys on the NSA are using their secret knowledge to get fucking rich. We already know congressmen go into Congress dirt poor and come out millionaires because they have their secret knowledge about different pending laws and such. And we already know they have an inside track on making money on Wall Street. And they've been doing it for years. And when there was a law that kept them from doing that, they struck it down. Kind of like, you know, when they quit paying the rest of the country, they made sure they got paid. Folks, we have a ruling class. And this is a fucking fact. And all you need to be a part of the ruling class is to get elected.
We need a serious third-party candidate that has a real chance of taking the presidency. I know how much of a stretch that might sound, Hart, but we need a serious third-party. You know what? As goofy as the Jesse Ventura-Howard Stern ticket, I wish I were making that up, sounds, I kind of want it to be real, don't you?
I do think I'd rather see those fucking guys in office than the current ass clowns we got. I really do. It'd be very interesting, because what we see is it doesn't matter what they say. When they get into office, they do whatever the fuck they want. In fact, I think there's a secret. There's something going on behind the scenes. There's something going on behind the presidency. A lot of people don't understand that the State Department, which runs most foreign policy, doesn't change from president to president. They kind of do their own thing, and the presidents, they come and they go, and they say their little bullshit, but we keep getting ground into the earth. We keep getting ground into the dirt and destroyed. We the people. We the regular guys. And they keep lying to us.
And the thing is, most people want to be lied to. That's the real sad segment of this, Hart. Most people, they want to be lied to. They would rather sleep in a false sense of security than know the truth of just how precarious everything actually is.
I'll say it again. A great deal of these shenanigans are going down because we the people have been bought and sold over and over again. All the major owners of our entertainment networks are all working hand in hand with our government. And they are definitely doing things and lying to us in the news. They don't report the news until about a month or a month and a half after Josh and I are talking about it on the radio. We were kind of laughing about that last week on Heart Attack. It ain't that fucking funny. The only reason CBS, NBC, ABC, and Fox have their national broadcasting contracts is they're supposed to be doing the news as a public service. The news is not supposed to be profitable, guys. It is supposed to be done as a public service in exchange for their ability to be able to broadcast on American airwaves. And what we've seen is we've seen a steady erosion of this, a steady erosion. So now the news is not about reporting the news. It's about making money. Now we know that Fox News won the legal right to be able to lie on the news, knowingly lie, and then call it news. So bad that the Canadian government won't even allow Fox News to be called a news channel in Canada. But here we are. Happily bip-bopping down on what we call our free country. What's really sad here, folks, is that whenever you see the No Child Left Behind Act, with these fucking assholes in government, it's fucking opposite day. They fucking live in bizarro land, like fucking Obamacare. You know what, guys? Obamacare wasn't Obamacare. Obamacare started off as something completely different, and the Republicans changed it to what it is today. And then they demonized Obama for it. Do you understand? The Republicans did this. The Republicans turned Obamacare into what it is today. And then they turned around and called it Obamacare. It's not fucking Obamacare. I fucking hate it. It's bullshit. It's awful. It's evil. It's no fucking good. But who made it that way? Well, the Republican Party did. And if you folks get off your ass and you check the fucking facts instead of just, oh, I'm going to top off on Facebook. I'm going to just talk my shit. Go check your facts, assholes. The Republicans did this. But they don't get to wear the white hat because these assholes, they just go back and forth with doing dirty deeds back and forth. Lying, lying, lying. We got to get involved. Now, I sound like a broken record, but it's not that hard. We got elections coming up here all the time. They're always like local mayoral elections, local dog catcher, local garbage man. You know, get your ass in there. If you don't have a job, go get elected, man. Go get yourself a job and then make some fucking changes in government. Because that's the great thing about our, quote, ruling class, the ruling class. We can all join it, guys. We do still live in a democracy. You still can go out and run for office and get elected. All you got to do is get off your ass and fucking do something. Quit fucking complaining, I can't find a job. Well, dude, there's a fucking job waiting for your local government because I tell you this, the people I see in government are fucking bunch of clown car assholes. I see clown after clown after clown coming out of the car. It's not like they have any degree in business or government running or anything. It's just one idiot after another. It's one C-list actor. It's one fucking B-list, third-rate failure in business. It's fucking lawyers from other countries. That's right, because my little menace here where I live in Los Angeles, Jose Huizar, he's not even from America. He's from fucking Mexico, okay? So these things are happening right in front of you, and you can change. We can all change these things. We can get off our ass and make a change. It's not that hard. We can fucking do it. So as we talk about these politicians lying and the NSA spying, you know what, man? I keep coming back to this over and over again. We are people. We know what is right and wrong. And when you are in the middle of a major machine, you can see your opportunity to do what's right when you get the chance. You can. Edward Snowden did. Various police officers have. Various reporters have. I'm out there trying to do what I can. And you know what, guys? I can't say this is altruistic. I can't say, oh, I'm doing this for the betterment of my fellow man. No, I'm angry. I'm angry, and I do this for myself. I'm being honest here. I do this for myself. I want to see a change happen, but I'm barking here because I'm fucking pissed because I see clearly what is being done to our country, and they're fucking devastating our country. They're destroying our country. These ass clowns that are in office that are taking unrelenting bribes from corporate America. We got to change this, folks. We got to fucking change it. Because when I come back, we're going to talk about a local LA city councilman who his father just got murdered. That's right. The other day, his father was found shot to death in his home at his desk, dead and slumped over a desk. Not fun. Very bad. I'm going to song. When we come back, we'll talk about that.
One, two. My check.
That one front. You bragging on the stunts. Coke in your nose.
Coke in your nose.
Now catch a gold front. That one front.
months. Bragging on the stunts. Coke in your nose, no patch your gold front. Here comes a Nazareth. We're good in that magazine. Hardy Selassie, they look after us. God will receive us, got me like Jesus. God will receive us, got me like Jesus. Mary Magdalene, that'd be my first sin. Being with this temptress.
Yeah.
It's a mongrel rage, it's a new age. As long as you're humble, let you be the king of jungle. We run everything, always and ever. Has been Hurtas, German Jamaicans with twisted faces. Same as ever was.
Tell me what the race is.
It's surreal, they're not real. I put them in the places.
Yeah!
They used to call me Tricky Kid. I lived the life they wish they did. I lived the life that owned a car. Now they call me Superstar.
Trick, tell me where you at, baby.
They used to call me Tricky Kid. I lived the life they wish they did. I lived the life that owned a car.
But now they call me Superstar.
The deepest thrill I move with. Everybody wants to know what my mama did. I tell you everything, tell you lies. I deep into my mama.
Tell me what you see. Tell me what you see. Tell me what you see when you look at his
mama's eyes. Batman fronts, bragging on the stunts. Coke in your nose, you catch your gold fronts. Here comes a Nazarene, you're good in a magazine. Hadi Selassie, they look after I. God will receive us, got me like Jesus. Mary Magdalene, that'd be my first sin. Being with this temptress. It's a mongrel rage, it's a new age. As long as you're humble, let you be the king of jungle. We run everything, always and ever. Has been Hurtas, German Jamaicans with twisted faces. Same as you ever were.
Same as
the races. It's real, they're not real. I put them in the places. They used to call me Tricky Kid. I lived the life they wish they did. I lived the life to own a car. Now they call me Superstar. The deepest spirit I've been with. Everybody wants to know what my mama did. I tell you everything, tell you lie. But deep into my mama lies. Everybody wants a record deal. And everybody wants a. And everybody wants a record deal. Everybody wants me naked and famous.
Naked and famous.
Everybody wants to be naked and famous.
Naked and famous.
And everybody wants to be just like me. I'm naked.
And famous. Jeffy.
They used to call me Tricky Kid. I lived the life they wish they did. I lived the life don't own a car.
And now they call me Superstar.
The deep disturbed I move with. Everybody wants to know what my mama did. I tell you everything, tell you lies. Look deep into my mama's eyes.
Jeffy. What do you see?
If you test them turn the tables. Put on a nice little cap.
You're gonna
turn into a trendy label. And everybody got a record deal. Everybody wants to be naked and famous. Everybody's got a record deal. Everybody wants to be naked and famous. Everybody wants to be just like me. I'm naked and famous. Everybody wants a record deal.
Everybody.
And everybody just wants to be like me. I'm naked and famous. I'm famous. Back one front. You're dragging on the stunts. You're coke in your nose. Walk out your gold fronts. Here comes a Nazarene. You look good in that magazine. Hadi Selassie, they look after I. God will receive us. Call me like Jesus. Mary Magdalene. That'd be my first sin. Being with this temptress.
So the city councilman's father, Hart, was just murdered at his desk because he was a jeweler, from what I've read. Do you think there's more to it than that, or do you think just some scum fuck went, hey, he's a jeweler, he's probably got jewels in his house?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I really hesitate to draw conclusions too hard from cases when I don't have a lot of facts in front of me. You know, when we talked about the Michael Hastings assassination in Hollywood, we had real facts. I mean, we had lies told from the establishment about what happened first. And folks, you have to understand.
We had video too.
We had video, but I want people at home to understand something about a criminal case. And this is why I hate talking heads like Nancy Grace. In fact, I hate people like Nancy Grace with a fucking passion. You want to know why? Because I've actually been part of a murder conviction. I've actually been part of a murder case. I've been part of many legal cases. I've been involved, but I personally testified. My girlfriend was murdered. I've had girlfriends raped. I've dealt with stalkers. I have dealt with the police. Fact of the matter is, when a crime happens, the police do not give all the facts of the case to the press. They keep many facts back. So when these talking heads draw conclusions, even during a trial, even during a murder trial, you have a defense story and you have a prosecution story. And in this country, the prosecution has been caught many, many times withholding evidence so they could get their conviction. This has happened on a regular basis, folks. I don't want to draw conclusions here. All I know is that a LA City Councilman's father was found dead, slumped over his desk in his home. They don't know what's up. His house was ransacked, but it's unclear what, if anything, had been stolen. And you know what? I don't know a lot of jewelers who keep a shitload of jewelry at home. Do you?
But I also don't know a lot of idiot crackheads that think that kind of thing through. A friend of mine used to be a pharmacist right when I got out of high school, and his house was repeatedly broken into because people somehow thought he's a pharmacist. That means he has drugs at home. The crackheads would break into their house, and they don't put it together that your home life and your work life are separate. A jeweler is not going to store his jewels at home. A pharmacist is not going to store the drugs at his house. But to a crackhead, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what's up with this, but I can tell you something. There are some really dirty things happening here in Los Angeles. There's a lot of dirty shit going down behind the scenes in the politics. You guys who've been listening for a while have heard me discuss the various contracts and monies that are being flown around. Right now, they're trying to change the way they award garbage contracts. LA is really in trouble, guys. It's on the top 20 list of top 20 cities most likely to go bankrupt. It is so corrupt and so crooked. I found out from a local retailer recently that his meat case, because his meat cases are gone. He owns a store and he sells, you know, he's a little local grocery store thing, and he used to sell sandwiches, and he doesn't anymore. And the reason is he found out, or he told me, that they charge him $250 per meat freezer, all right, per quarter. That's $1,000 in taxes per meat freezer. And down the street from him, that's a lot of money. He had like three freezers. That's $3,000 a year. That's a lot of fucking money. So when I asked him, well, do you think Subway is paying that? They're like three blocks down the street from you. He says, no, they're not paying it because they consider that a sandwich display case. Get me? So there's a lot of weird, dirty shit going on. Like I found out, you want to know why gas stations all of a sudden charge for air? Because they're taxed on their compressors. Their air compressors are taxed by the city. What the fuck does the city need to do to tax somebody's air compressors? That's why air isn't free at the gas station anymore, folks. That's why. I've been learning more and more about the tax codes and about how businesses are fucked up the ass. So instead of these big taxes, they're just destroying small business. And they're enabling big business. They're enabling the corporate guys. And they're destroying the small businesses. But we know that in America, the small business is the backbone of the American economic system. The small business is the one that's going to take your money and re-put it back into the local economy. Because Subway is going to take your money and it's going to ship it to offshore accounts. It's not going to pay their proper taxes. And your neighborhood's going to get fucked. Same with Walmart, same with Walgreens, same with all those big box stores that are owned by giant corporations. Your money no longer goes into your local economy. It is shipped into the coffers of the corporations and shipped off seas. It's shipped out of the state. It's shipped out of your neighborhood. That money disappears from your economy. It is fucking gone. So there's a lot of crooked, crooked things happening in LA. So I don't know why this guy got shot to death. But I know that his son, Assemblyman Mike Gatto, is an L.A. politician. He's an L.A., you know, he's part of this system. He's part of what's going on. And I have talked about how I honestly, if I had a kid, like, you know, you read about in Pennsylvania where they got gas coming through from fracking in their home water supply and their kid is sick, has got cancer. Honestly, watching a movie like The East, I don't know why more angry dads with guns don't just gun down these fucking crooked motherfuckers. I honestly don't understand why it's not happening all over the fucking country, because our system is broken. It is utterly corrupt and disgusting. Through my time at the neighborhood city council meetings, going to these various meetings, going to LA city council meetings, it is disgusting how corrupt and sad it is.
Did you see that video of that guy, I think it was in Texas, where he was able to light his water supply on fire right out of his tap?
Dude, I've seen that multiple times all over the country.
Well, but this one is specific. He is now being sued by the company that fracked, that contaminated his water supply, because they claim that video that he put on YouTube is defaming them. The what? Judge is siding with the company.
Oh, you got to be fucking kidding me. You see what I'm saying, folks? There is so much
They corrupt. Contaminated his... Hart, they contaminated his water supply. He complained about it, and they sued him for it. That is the most corrupt you can get.
It's just like the other week we talked about the two-time Pulitzer nominee reporter who was assaulted and had her shit stolen by the cops. We talked about, it goes on and on. I'm putting my head in my hands here, and I'm fucking just, sometimes I just get numb from this shit because it's this relentless battering of the regular guy by these giant corporations and these big companies and these politicians that are bought off. I wouldn't be surprised if more guys show up dead, if more dudes show up dead, if more dudes get shot in the fucking face. And not just by us, because they're involved with criminal organizations. You fucking kidding me? You fucking kidding me? You think that the various criminal organizations aren't trying to get their feet involved in the medical marijuana trade here in California? Because that's the best way to take away their money, is just legalize marijuana all over the country. You're going to fucking get rid of all their drug money. And then we can make that for real money here, and we can fucking replace the paper from trees with paper from hemp. But Jesus, I'm going down a whole other thing.
It's the same thing with, you know, the cartels. They don't want marijuana legalized because that
no,
would
No, the drug
business.
Cartels. Guys, you need to know at home, drug cartels do not want this shit legal. They want it kept illegal because they're going to make more money that way.
Right. But if they can't stop it from becoming legal, and it does become legal everywhere, then all of a sudden you'll see the cartels try to get into quote-unquote legitimate businesses so they can still take their cut. It's the same thing the mob did in the 70s. Remember when they all got into, quote, legitimate businesses that were basically fronts for the shit they used to be doing illegally?
Yeah, and honestly, you know, organized crime is making the same inroads of politicians as the corporations are, because, folks, if you're for sale, you're for sale. You know, once you establish that you're a fucking whore, the only thing left to establish is price. And these guys, these politicians are fucking whores. These guys that we have in office are fucking whores. They're dirty, nasty, disgusting, fucking disease-spreading whores. We got to get rid of them, folks. And we found that most of the and I don't normally put a lot of stock in polls because, frankly, when I look at who the fuck is going to be home to answer a poll, I don't know too many people that are home to answer fucking polls because I'm busy working. I don't fucking have time to be on the phone fucking talking to some pollster. So I don't know what happened with this guy, but I know there's a lot of reasons for a politician to get hurt. And I'm surprised more don't, because their policies are hurting people. What they're doing is hurting people. If you're elected to office and you are one of the people who voted for the Highland Park Transit Village, which doesn't even live up to the fire safety codes. That's right, guys. You got a bunch of LA city councilmen who approved a building that doesn't even match city fire codes as they make changes to the neighborhood streets that make it harder for your fire department to respond to a fire or an emergency, like grandpa's having a heart attack or Junior ingested some poison. All these things are being delayed and hurt by the policies of our elected leaders. We have got to get these fuckers out of office or get them to bend down and start doing what they're supposed to do. That's represent we the people. That's right. America's about we the people. So all those assholes who want to call this the Hart-Fisher conspiracy theory power hour, thanks for the laugh. But we're talking
facts. It really
does kind
of roll off the tongue, though, doesn't it?
It does, man. That's a great title. I should thank that guy, but I got to laugh at him because, you know, it's the first thing to dismiss this conspiracy theory. This ain't a conspiracy. The LA City Council voted unanimously to approve a building complex. Oh, and the construction agencies only got 33% of it owned by Goldman Sachs. Oh, and Goldman Sachs has been buying LA City bonds at a record pace. Is that a fucking theory or is it a fucking fact, you asshole? We deal in facts here, motherfucker. So get your shit straight. If you're online and you want to argue with me, you better have your facts straight or I'm going to tear off your head and shit down your fucking neck, because I ain't playing here. These are real people getting hurt by these policies. I'm upset. People are upset, and they should be. We should all be very upset here in America and be kicking some ass. We need to get upset in our other home countries because heart attack is worldwide. If things are going down in your country, let me know. Hit me up. Go find me on Twitter. I'm there. Twitter, Hart_Fisher. That's H-A-R-T, Fisher like gone fishing, F-I-S-H-E-R. I'm on the Facebook. You could check us out, facebook.com/HeartAttackRadio. Go ahead and post. Go ahead and privately email me. Let us know what's going on in your country. Let us know what's happening in your local town. We want to know, because the only way to enact political change is to expose the roaches to the light. When you expose the roaches to enough light and you make that light burn a little bit, then those motherfuckers are going to scurry, run, and change. But we're going to go to commercial right now. When we come back, we're going to talk about this Trans-Pacific Partnership. Yeah, that's right. More secret bullshit to fuck you over and keep you down. I'm Hart Fisher with Josh Hadley. This is Heart Attack, motherfucker.
Hey, you guys. Hart D. Fisher here from Heart Attack. And guess what? It's time for a Hydra Blue spot. That's right. We're going to promote some Hydra Blue. Why? Because it's some really kick-ass water. You want to know how I make it through my crazy workload and my crazy partying schedule? Ha ha! I got one word for you. Actually, two. Hydra Blue. If you use the coupon code word horror, you're going to get 15% off your order. That's right. Use the coupon code word horror at HydraBlue.com today, and you will get 15% off your order. Now remember, guys, this is stuff that I pay for out of my own pocket. I actually am a customer and I have enjoyed this water. It's fantastic, tastes great, keeps me energized and hydrated. I just love it. So go to Hydra Blue and get your water today. But you know what? It's not always about selling stuff here at Heart Attack. Sometimes you just want to promote something cool, like Eddie Brandt's Saturday Matinee. It's a really kick-ass VHS store. What? Did I say VHS store? Yes, I did. It's a VHS store in the heart of North Hollywood, California. They're located at 5006 Vineland Avenue, but it's not just for the locals. You can order some of those killer movies you see on American Horrors online at www.ebsmvideo.com. That's www.ebsmvideo.com. Check it out today and tell them Hart sent ya. At American Horrors, you can watch horror movies for free all night and all day, 7 days a week at filmon.com. See William Shatner like you've never seen him before as a sociopathic killer in Impulse. Plus, watch the goriest Bigfoot movie ever made in Night of the Demon. Academy Award winner Cliff Robertson is slowly driven mad by the ghost of his dead wife. In Dominique, new episodes of the best damn horror movie review show, Woody Mex, Fright Asylum, and the premiere of new series, Angela's Trailer Park, plus music videos by Danzig, Children, Pissant, and more. Be the first fiend on your block arrested for wearing the American Horrors Asshole Remover t-shirt, only for monsters with big balls. Available for just $24.95 at AmericanHorrors.com.
Welcome back, guys. The song you heard on the break there was by Children, C-H-I-I-L-D-R-E-N, and that song was Lady in the Dirt, which you probably saw the video on our American Horror's Christmas special. Really good band. If you get a chance, check them out. The song you heard earlier in the show was Tricky Kid by Tricky, which is a rap artist that I really, really like. That dude shit sends me to the dark side. And speaking of the dark side, that's where we're fucking going. That's right. Let's talk a little bit about this Trans-Pacific Partnership, the treaty negotiated in secret between 12 nations that would trample over individual rights and free expression. That's right. WikiLeaks has released the draft text of a chapter of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. And what is that? It's a multilateral free trade treaty. And what does that mean, free trade treaty? It means that it doesn't have to meet any kind of congressional approval. It doesn't have to meet, doesn't have to.
It basically means there's no oversight.
There's no oversight. Exactly what Josh said. It means that it does not have to be constitutionally legal in our country. The negotiations for the TPP have included representatives from the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Japan, Mexico, Malaysia, Chile, Singapore, Peru, Vietnam, and I can't even pronounce this last one, B-R-U-N-E-I. And you know what? These negotiations have been conducted.
Brunei?
Yeah, Brunei have been conducted behind closed doors. Even members of the U.S. Congress were only allowed to view selected portions of the documents under supervision. What the fuck does that mean? Our elected representatives can't look at our treaty for our fucking country unless there's a supervisor there?
That right there is some shady shit. That right there is saying that there's something going on here that should be your first clue. This is not above board. That this is not what they're claiming it is.
Mm-hmm. And what they're doing, part of what they want for this treaty is they want to put more legal pressure on hackers. And they're saying it's for breaking copyright protection. But we know this is really about political speech. Because one of the things they want to do is they want to extend the term of patents, including medical patents, beyond 20 years, which would make it very, very difficult for generic drugs to come out. It would be hard to get generic drugs out for people in nations that are a little bit poorer than ours. It also pushes for a course of, I love this, lawfully authorized activities carried out by government employees, agents, or contractors for the purpose of law enforcement, intelligence, essential security, or similar government purposes, which
I
means that
statement.
they can break into anything they want. They could go anywhere they want. They could spy on anybody they want with this. Okay. And the U.S. administration is aggressively pushing the TPP through the U.S. legislation process on the sly, which means in secret, because we've shot this shit down again and again and again, and these fuckers keep trying to get it passed. Why? Because it's important. Because they want to control communication on the internet. The reason Obama has members in all of the major media companies, the reason our government keeps the media companies under their boot heel, is because they're controlling the message. They're controlling the discussion. They're controlling the facts that are out there. Like, if this TPP goes through, all right, intellectual property would be trampled over. It would trample over individual rights, free expression. Forget about intellectual and creative commons. If you read, write, publish, think, listen, dance, sing, or invent, if you farm or consume food, you're in trouble. If you're ill now or might one day be sick, these guys have got a fucking bounty on you, okay? When you say, well, who cares if there's more censorship on there? What it means is all this outrage over, and this is something that really bothered me, guys. This has stuck with me. Last week, we discussed a man who was pulled over by the police in New Mexico and was repeatedly raped by medical technicians at a Gila Regional Medical Center in Silver City, New Mexico. This gentleman who we talked about, Mr. Eckert, was forced to undergo a colonoscopy, which can kill you guys. That's a medical thing in which doctors take a camera and they ram it up through your anal cavity, all right? This is a medical procedure that could kill you. They could nick your cavity. They could nick the wall of your intestines. It's a real problem, okay? It could kill you. And what we didn't talk about was the gentleman who was pulled over and had this done to him. He was a 63-year-old man, okay? Now, he had history in his past. I had read that he had also been caught with this before, like earlier when he was a prisoner, this had happened. And that's probably why the police thought, oh, maybe he's clenching his buttocks, maybe he's got drugs in there. But they didn't really have any evidence except for a police dog signaling that he might have drugs in his butt. Because, you know, dogs, you know, it's not like they never stick their nose in your ass or nothing. And it turns out that police dog doesn't even have a current license for this. In fact, he hasn't been licensed for this since 2011. So his training is several years out of date. Then it turns out, Josh, didn't you say that their warrant, that I can't even believe they got a warrant for this. I can't even believe that.
Yeah, their warrant was technically was not legal because where they pulled the guy over was a few hundred yards over the county line. So technically, their warrant was for the neighboring county where they were when they saw it, but not where he was. Legally, their warrant does not allow them to do something in the next county.
And here's the thing, guys. He's coming out of Walmart. The police pull him over for what? Failure to make a complete stop? Are you fucking kidding me? Then they ask him to step out of his vehicle. And when he did, they said, oh, he's clenching his buttocks. What are you fucking talking about? Have you got magic eyes that could see through somebody's pants? Maybe the dude had to take a shit. Maybe he was scared and his asshole was puckering up big. He is a 63-year-old man. All right. Now, this happened also to another gentleman, Timothy Young, 31. He was subjected to the strip search in a parking lot in Lordsburg because police believed he was carrying drugs. I'm trying not to start screaming my fucking brains out because this shit just makes me fucking sick, because not only do we have Timothy Young talking about this, but it turns out, oh, there's a young lady who also was crossing the border. U.S. border crossing agents felt that she might have drugs, so they asked her to undress. She had to spread her pussy open as female agents pressed their fingers into her vagina in search of drugs. That's right. They vaginally searched her, which means they're jamming fingers up her pussy. Let's put it the way it is. They're jamming fingers up her pussy. But that's not enough. So then they went further, and they searched more. This stuff has got to stop, guys. This stuff has got to stop. This is why I do this show, to talk about these things. And these are the kinds of things that TPP wants to stop us from talking about. They do not want us to talk about these things. So go to demandprogress.org. Sign up to fight the TPP. We got to do it. And for all those fucking wishy-washy, nothing changes. Well, fuck you, asshole. We killed CISPA. We killed SOPA. We're going to kill this motherfucker, too. It's going to happen. We are going to take TPP down. It's going to happen, guys. And we, the people, are going to do it. I mean, you fucking can't argue with success. We got these other things taken down.
All of these things are happening in the shadow of this false war on drugs that we have. I am not a drug user. I am not a drug endorser. But the war on drugs is what they are using to erode our civil rights week after week, month after month. It's all in the name of this patently false war on drugs.
And you know what's funny? There's no war against the drugs that are really killing our nation. As I've mentioned time and time again, the pharmaceutical industry kills. Let's say this again, folks. Oh, almost 130,000 people a year. That's where we're at right now. Almost 130,000 people will die from their prescription drugs. We're not talking about ODs. We're talking about regular old prescription drug use. Are these guys going to jail? Are doctors going to prison for illegally prescribing these medications? Because we know that the makers of OxyContin have their own list of suspicious doctors, and they actually work against law enforcement to hide this stuff. Why? Because the drug companies are making record profits, and they don't care about us. These politicians don't care about you unless you make them care. We have to make them care about us. If we don't, they won't. And they're going to work for the people that pay them.
That's why in the next election, whatever your local election is, whenever the next time it comes up that your mayor or your city council or even the PTA comes up, do a complete sea change. Get every one of these people out and get somebody new in. If there's nobody you like running, then do it yourself. Then you run. Get somebody you like in there. Show them that you, the people, have the power. You own their jobs, not the companies that pay them. You, the people, own their jobs.
That's the fucking truth, man. And let me tell you something about these neighborhood councils, all right? A lot of these neighborhood councils, I've been going to city after city after city doing my political fights to try to keep some of this crooked shit from happening in my neighborhood. And what I found is a lot of the guys on these local neighborhood councils are on there to make their own deal. They're awarding, I don't know, they're awarding, we're finding out that art packages like art development grants and stuff are being given to political rabble rousers. And that's one way that politicians are getting people to come out and march for them. We've seen that in this whole bicycle thing. They've used the bicycle agenda as a way to force through policies that drain our city's coffers dry with contracts to install bike lanes on highways and places that it's illegal to put these places, but they're ramming it through fast. And let me tell you, man, a lot of these people on these neighborhood city councils are crooked as fuck. They're crooked. Some of them are fucking gangbangers. Some of them have ties to fucking drug gangs. And this is all around. This is all over where I see. And it's not like it's out in the open, but it's in the open enough. I didn't have to go looking too hard. People just fucking told me about it. They just fucking told me who's doing what, where. It's right in our faces, guys. This systemic corruption comes from a body that has stopped exercising itself. We have got to get off our asses and deal with this before we've got a cop grabbing us outside of our Walmart and we're getting enemized. It's fucking scary out there, guys. It's getting fucking scary out there. So watch your ass and have a great weekend. I'm Hart Fisher, and I know this is not the best place for a plug, but I'm at the end of my show, and I'm going to say it. Go buy some shirts, goddammit. Go to 1201beyond.com. Go to my site, AmericanHorrors.com. Go buy some fucking shirts. Support us. We could use the money. Fuck yeah, we could use your money. Buy some shirts. Get some Radiodrome shirts. Get yourselves a What the Fuck shirt, a Lost in the Static shirt, an American Horrors asshole remover shirt, and more. Just check out the store at 1201beyond.com. We want your dollars.
Now, the law is someone who knows. Hey, answering the question, why did she... Oh. Start out as well. Nobody knows.
God has turned into one nation under the influence of one drug,
television.
And one man who is the master of that medium, the president of the U.S. of A.C.
Television,
drugging the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding segregation.
Television,
drugging the nation,
drugging the nation,
breeding ignorance and feeding segregation.
Why less than 10% of our nation reads books daily? Why most people think Central America means Kansas? Communism means un-American, and apartheid is a new headache remedy.
Television!
With drugging the nation, breeding ignorance, and feeding radiation.
Television!
Television!
Drugging the nation,
drugging the nation,
breeding ignorance,
ignorance,
and feeding radiation.
Radiation.
TV
is the stomping ground for political candidates. Where bears in the woods are chased by Grecian formula bald eagles. Where all you need to do to get elected is to make monkey movies. Just ask Clinton Ryan. And where states in your mouth are more important than the words that come out of it.
On television,
the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation.
Television,
television,
drug of the nation,
drug of the nation,
breeding ignorance
and feeding radiation.
Radiation.
That they may have taken something when they were
pregnant.
Channel?
I beg your
pardon. TV!
It's a place where self-canceling phrases like fresh frozen, pop art, and military intelligence have become standard.
TV!
It's
is a place where words are refined, like talk to the freedom fighter. Sandinista to a present regime on television. Drug dimension, breathing ignorance, feeding radiation.
Television,
drug dimension, breathing ignorance, feeding radiation. Feeding radiation, feeding radiation, feeding radiation, feeding radiation.
Attack is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.